Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliet Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about a strange day that Amazon had yesterday between an interesting pledge from Jeff Bezos to news of impending layoffs. We will discuss what went down. We're also going to talk about how one fake tweet has had a humongous economic impact and a whole lot more. But before we get to that, a few headlines in tech and business. Let's get crackleg. All right, first things first. Elon Musk said he will sleep at the Twitter HQ until the org is fixed. He also explained that Twitter employees must now buy food at the headquarters. Previously, that was a free perk that, according to him, cost the company $13 million annually.
I'd like to see that breakdown.
Yeah, well, apparently someone who just left Twitter, who was in charge of this part of the company and running it, said that his numbers weren't right and that they offered free food as an incentive for workers to continue working through like lunch, basically. But he was disputing this person on Twitter saying, no, it costs this much. And I don't know. It's a nice perk, but definitely an unnecessary one.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Maven Clinic raised a $90 million Series E round at a $1.35 billion valuation, bringing its total funding to over $300 million. The women's and family health unicorn boasts half of the Fortune 15 as customers and has 15 million lives under its platform. This is a big deal. I think on one hand, it sheds light on just a space that until quite recently was just not at all in the public eye. And of course, to raise this during a pretty crappy economic environment is a big deal as well. All right. And in other news, Vow, an Australian cultivated meat company specializing in less common meats like kangaroo, alpaca, and quail, raised $49.2 million. That sounds quite unique.
Yes, indeed.
Also, Google will pay $391.5 million to settle a privacy lawsuit from attorneys general from 40 states that accused it of tracking geolocation data after users thought they'd turned it off. And finally, Airbnb co-founder Joe Gebbia is launching Samara, which is a new venture that sells factory-produced apartments that you can basically plop down and rent out in your backyard. I looked at the website. They start at almost $300,000. So
wow.
Going to need some capital to get one of these.
Well, I really want to go to like a city council meeting that has public comment on backyard apartments.
Oh, yes.
That'd be wild.
This will be fun. I'm sure this will be fun. All right, Juliet. So recently, as we've discussed many times now, Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, has announced that anyone will be getting the ability to pay for a verified blue check account for $8 a month. This feature has not been rolled out smoothly or completely just yet, and chaos has pretty much ensued, particularly with these fake, now verified accounts getting the opportunity to pose as official, really big brands and say pretty crazy, hilarious, but ridiculous and sometimes scary stuff.
Right.
You know, I saw one verified account posing to be Roblox, saying they're bringing sex to Roblox. I saw one fake verified account that looked like it belonged to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, saying he's going to get rid of everyone from Columbus. But one account apparently has had a real major economic impact on the brand it was posing as. What do you have to discuss here?
So most of this drama was going on at the tail end of last week. So last Thursday, Eli Lilly appeared to tweet that insulin would be free. Now, Eli Lilly, they are a pharmaceutical company, and they make all their money from not giving away free drugs.
Yeah.
including insulin, which is very expensive. Eli Lilly disputed the tweet. They were like, whoa, that's not us. You're still going to have to pay for your insulin. But that fake tweet remained up on the platform for hours, possibly because Musk has let go about half of Twitter's staff and almost all of its contractors.
That would have nothing to do with it.
So there's fewer people at the helm, basically. Now, of course, this fake tweet led to a lot of users talking about a few things, one of which being that insulin, life-saving drug, Eli Lilly has increased the price of it by about 1,200% since 1996. And Elon Musk actually took to Twitter to like dispute the price of insulin, and people were arguing about it. Just a fun fact for everyone that's not so fun. The RAND Corporation found that the average price for a vial of insulin in Canada, our neighbors to the north, is about $12, $98 here in the United States. So a very hot topic if you follow healthcare at all. Now, as a result of all of this drama going on, Eli Lilly shares dropped about 4.37%. That's a loss of about $15 billion.
In their market cap, damn.
Yes. And at the same time, all of these other parody accounts are springing up saying all sorts of things. There was one, I think they went by Lockheed Martini, trying to say that Lockheed Martin was not going to sell products to certain countries anymore.
Yeah.
So on Friday, ultimately, Twitter shut down its anyone can pay $8 for a checkmark program temporarily. Perhaps. And it turns out this could actually be kind of a costly joke, not just for Eli Lilly, but also for Twitter, because Twitter makes money from advertising.
Right.
Eli Lilly, of course, paused its ad spend. And so have a series of other companies, General Mills, United, GM. Everybody's kind of like, oh, this is too volatile. And Twitter never quite had the ad revenue that, of course, Google and Facebook have.
For sure.
In fact, one former senior communications officer at Eli Lilly, Amy O'Connor, told the Washington Post for $8, Twitter is potentially losing out on millions of dollars in ad revenue. So we will see how this ongoing train wreck continues.
Yeah, the brands versus Elon is basically how this is shaping up. It provides for a lot of entertainment, but not all of it is necessarily good.
Yes, he did bring comedy back to Twitter, like he promised, just perhaps not in the way he intended.
Exactly. All right, well, yesterday we also saw a really kind of strange day for Amazon. So early in the morning, CNN dropped an interview they did exclusive with Jeff Bezos, in which he committed to giving away the majority of his $124 billion fortune. You know, Bezos has pledged to give away $10 billion over 10 years to climate causes. He's given away hundreds of millions in different kind of grants to different people, but he's long been criticized for being pretty philanthropically sparing. His ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, for instance, has given out over $4 billion to 465 organizations in less than a year. So you kind of contrast those two and you understand some of the criticism. But still, his announcement yesterday was seen generally as a good thing. And that's also why the next chunk of news that came out felt particularly stark. So just hours after this interview came out, the New York Times reported that Amazon is said to be planning to lay off thousands of its corporate staff as soon as this week. So for context, 10,000 is roughly 3% of its corporate workforce. I mean, it would come primarily from its devices, retail, and HR divisions. And just kind of looking back, Amazon, like many of the tech companies, has been dealing with a period of cooling growth coming off the back of a year or two of insane growth. Mm-hmm. Last week, Amazon set a record as the first public company to ever lose over $1 trillion in value, dipping to $879 billion from its peak of $1.8 trillion set in July 2021, which is also when CEO Andy Jassy took over, unfortunately for him. In recent months, we've seen Amazon scaling back on warehouse expansions, on their home delivery robots, and freezing hiring. And now it's come to some layoffs. And I think that it just represents how intense and challenging the current climate is for these tech companies right now that just a year or two ago were seen as invincible.
Yeah, I imagine that a lot of this cooling off, at least for Amazon, comes from everyone being stuck inside of their house and using Amazon all the time too. Not so much anymore.
People bought all the Alexa devices they need.
Yeah. I also heard that Jeff Bezos awarded Dolly Parton $100 million to donate, as she will, which, you know, I guess a smooth move, right? Because everyone loves Dolly Parton.
That's true.
Like everyone.
And that's literally what his partner said in this interview. Everybody loves Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah. Find me someone who doesn't like Dolly Parton and I don't trust them as a human.
Well, clearly you had the same logic as Jeff Bezos, so. right, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go sign up at thehustle.co/email. I hope you have a terrific Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.